Would help if I could hear some voices.
Weekend of the National Football League. Then also get into Week 11. We'll give our picks as well. The broadcast live here on Mixler. And in case if you guys still cannot hear me on Block Talk, then you can always go to Mixler.com and you'll be able to see the links there. Mixler.com/The Wacko Radio Network. You can listen live there. So let's get into is in at the end of the game. The pressure deep, I guess, time will say really sharp and tend to snap a victory off of the Bengals. So they got their first loss of the season. I mean, the way this game even played out at the halftime, one of the Navy is actually undefeated. This team is actually in front of playing their performance at 6-16 teams. So they played the Navy scouting one or twice before. Unfortunately, they were only scored 6 points. And that's when the bummer happened. Drive down the field. Looks like he goes in with a miniature victory, trying to get in the end zone. He did a pass over to AJ Green. It's completed. He gets tackle ball. My goodness, something he would speak probably out of a football version of Sandlot. He flops up. He cuffs up the ball. Fumbled. It's recovered by Houston. Game over. 8-1. They are the Bengals. First place in the AFC North. So congrats. They're 2 Texans of all teams to actually do that to Cincinnati this season. Get into some other games, obviously. I'm not sure really who's that in trouble right now in the NFL. Some of you guys, obviously, are going to point out with Jerry Jones, Jason Garrett, and the Dallas Cowboys. Some of you might even say, oh, you know what, even though they upsetted the Packers so this week, you might say the Detroit Lions are in a bit of a mess right now with going on with their situation. But they San Diego, I mean, they're a bit of a discomfort team right now to actually look at. You also have another team as well. Don't forget this. Seattle, you guys have ended up so many ways. You know, I'm actually convinced throughout this entire season, throughout this entire year now, that Seattle really doesn't play their best no more on the road or even at home no more. We were talking about when they won that Super Bowl against Denver a couple seasons back. We would even say that now Seattle, the most dangerous place, the most loudest place to play at now, really all road for all the teams to go to that building. Really, it was not actually. It was not for Arizona. 39-32, they put it up on top of Seattle, the Cardinals, in first place. Who would have thought of that? I actually, honestly, you asked me that at the beginning of the season, if I thought that maybe Arizona would leave the division on top of Seattle, the way Seattle had actually played in the past couple of years, I'd probably say hell no. But really, the Cardinals have surprised me. In fact, I actually think Carson Palmer, without a doubt, had the best season of his entire career. So I think that there's going to be a lot of gratitude to look at. The Cardinals Browns are doing a great job. Defensively, they're doing pretty good. Palmer, you're putting up some numbers. Oh, did anybody see that, by the way? I'll tell you what that big, I think a big running rushing touchdown. Andrew Stanton, he didn't play in the game, right? Patton on the sideline, going. He's going absolutely bizarre. Taking a visit at the team that drafted him this upcoming week against Cincinnati. 7-2 against the name of one. That would be an interesting game to talk about and look at. So it looks actually, so again, Arizona is leading their division. It was in New York, so it was a bit. I mean, the boos were unbearable against Rex Ryan. And again, I'd probably be booing him if he's having a good, better season than my Jets. Yeah, you guys fired him. Let's go out to some other ones here. Detroit upsetting the Packers, and Lambeau did not see that coming at all. They have now won 18-16. I don't know what's going on with Rodgers. I mean, he's just not getting it done at all. And then the offensive line is looking absolutely pathetic. It's bizarre the way they're having the struggles. But, you know, getting sacked is Rodgers and then intercepted a couple times. I mean, it was a ridiculous game. I mean, overall, I probably rated it a 6 out of 10. But I think Detroit just took advantage of some of the weaknesses Green Bay had offensively. And that's what they did. They absolutely did that. Again, Detroit wins it over to the Packers, 18-16. Let's go out to another one, Carolina. Oh, man, unbelievable. Undefeated still. 27-10. Sorry, Marcus Mariota. I know you tried your best, but you just couldn't get it done. 27-10, Panthers. Superman Cam Newton getting it done for the Panthers, as always, like he has been this out through the entire season. You got the rushing attempt, obviously, that you guys had with Stewart, and then you had Cam Newton diving for the touchdown, of course. I thought defensively they put a lot of pressure at with the running attack against the Titans offense, so they did a pretty good job there. Again, Carolina gets that one, 27-10. Chicago just killing the hell out of St. Louis. I mean, that really wasn't even much talk about. 37-13, that's all you guys need to know about. Pittsburgh gets it over the Cleveland Browns. Oh, Johnny Football, disappointed in you. Oh, by the way, folks, looks like Manziel gets a start, get the full start, and will be starting for the Browns now for the remainder of the season. Looks like the latest injury of Stage McCown is not good. So he'll be starting for the Browns in the remainder of the season. Not that it might help, but, you know, who else do they have to go to? Anyway, Landry Jones went down. They bring in Ben Roethlisberger, making sure to see how he plays out. The offensive line was great, protecting him, of course. 30-9. That's what happens when you have a decent back starting with your starter on the bench with injury. Your backup goes down, you put the starter in, gets the job done. Pretty good quarterback, first-string quarterback, second-string quarterback duo they got there. Pittsburgh, Tomlin should be pretty happy with himself. Again, Pittsburgh just scaling in over Cleveland, 39. Another one, Washington, New Orleans. I'm officially convinced. I raise my hand. I am officially convinced now that the Saints are one of those teams that are without a doubt going to be a top five in the draft next year, in the offseason, I should say. Oh, and they finally put the foot down, of course. One of the Ryan brothers says actually officially out. As you know, Rex Ryan is over with Buffalo as head coach. Rob Ryan, the Saints made the announcement this week that they have officially fired Rob Ryan, their defensive coordinator, making Dennis Allen their new defensive coordinator for the team right there. So, I mean, I think this was actually something we would expect for the fact that the defense was terrible. And Cousins had a great day. Okay, I mean, who would actually do what make Kirk Cousins like a Hall of Famer in one game? I mean, seriously, the Saints, we could talk about the Saints 2 years, 3 years. Hell, let's say 4 or 5 years ago, the Saints would have never allowed this. Whether it was in the Dome or out of Washington, D.C., would not have allowed it. 47-14, unacceptable. Their season's done. They can't do no more. And I don't care if you fire Rob Ryan, you think Allen's going to be the better guy to help out the defense. I'll be Dawson does the following week. But still, if you get a quarterback also that can hardly do much, you're putting pressure on him. The offensive line was ridiculous. The running attack didn't get much done. Drew Brees did all he could do. I mean, it's a bit of a sad situation the way the Saints are in. And I can't believe I'm saying that as a Bucs fan, but still, it's a sad situation. Okay, let's go out to another one. This matchup I was actually looking very forward to, surprisingly. Last year they were both drafted in the first round, Derek Carr and T.B. Bridgewater, maybe going on. This is out here in California, in Oakland, as a matter of fact. It looked like a pretty good matchup on paper, but in the game, on the field, it was different. 30-14, Minnesota got this victory. Bridgewater, I think that there was a lot of people, just like I think about the Cardinals. I mean, you think that they would be at 7-2 right now at this point. The same goes for Minnesota. Minnesota has won 5 games in a row, right? 4-0 at home. 4-0 at home, 3-2 on the road, 3-0 in their division. And that in division is concluding a team like Detroit, Chicago, and you guessed it, the Cheesehead with Rodgers in the Pack. But still, Minnesota is a team that I think is really surprising a lot of people. You guys want to think that Arizona is that team, obviously. And a lot of people want to say that Houston might have something with Hoyer and T.J. Yates, or Pittsburgh might be getting on the track now. Big. Actually be a contender in the wild card spot. I mean, really, the division itself is a bit of a laugh, actually. And I thought the AFC South was a laugh with nobody having a winning record in there. But seriously, you got a 5-5. Then you got Washington trying to hang on at 4-5. Also with Philly at 4-5. But then Dallas, they've lost 7 in a row after the 2-0 start that they had. I think the Giants are that. They just need some help, I think, defensively against. I mean, Brady is a great quarterback. But, you know, when Edelman got injured on Sunday, I think the Giants kind of, you know, let it get to their head. Okay, they took out their Brady's top wide receiver in Edelman. But don't forget, they had a guy that Brady was really depending on after Edelman got injured. That guy's by the name is Danny Amendola. He kind of took over that spot. So I think that they're pretty good. I think the secondary is able to help. I think the Giants are into a right trace, though, specifically at exactly .500 even in a 5-5 record. Let's go out to another one here. Yeah, I'm glad, you know, to see my team at 4-5 at Tampa Bay. I'm not going to be like some fans and say Super Bowl, playoffs or something. We're going to go to the Super Bowl and win it. It was in Ray J. I mean, I would have been embarrassed if my team would have been the only team to lose to Matt Castle, but this season. But they lost 7 straight. Oh yeah, they actually released Brandon Weeden. Well, now Tony Romo will fit. It looks like he'll be back this Sunday, as a matter of fact. So we'll see what happens there as they take on the Dolphins. But again, Tampa Bay, I'm glad that you did. And you know what? I like what you're doing, Winston, but at the end, you did give me almost clearly a little heart attack. You dove in, almost got the touchdown. Boom, you fumbled the ball. It was recovered by Dallas. You thought that was the game, right? Yeah, what's the game? That's it. Yeah, that's it. It's going to be it. That's all. It's over. It's 6-3. They lose. Holding. Defense, automatic first down for Tampa Bay. First and goal at the 1-yard line. Out goes Winston. He doesn't have to dive. He just walks in like a big bear. Like I gave it to him. And then Castle got to throw a Hail Mary. Oh, picked off, intercept, game over, 10-6. Tampa Bay, they topped that one over Dallas. So I'm glad to see it. It wasn't pretty, but I'm just glad to see them win. Let me see if I can get Wacko Bob here, actually, as a matter of fact, here on the Wacko Radio Network. Wacko Bob, I see we are having some connection issues here, as a matter of fact, but people seem to hear me on Mixler. Can you hear me okay, though, on over on Blog Talk and Skype?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. Skype is really what's giving you the hard time here. People are hearing you great over on Mixler, but I think that's the only thing that really is working for you.
All right, so I'm actually, so folks, of those that are listening on Blog Talk actually are probably having a tough time here with the internet connection. Bob, I'm just going to actually specifically ask you right now, should I maybe end it over on Blog Talk and have the audience come and listen on Mixlr?
I would say let the audience on Mixlr come over and listen. You can fly, if you, as long as you don't have a guest, you should be able to successfully fly solo.
All right. So, guys, and for those who can hear us right now live on Blog Talk, you can go right now to Mixlr.com/The Wacko Radio Network. You can listen live there.